And coming up next on the stream of free radio at freakradio.org, and also on your archives on the Huff website, huffsantacruz.org, it's Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides for, I guess we're in September now, 2023, and the date is the 21st. So this is a flashback you're going to be listening to. It's a flashback all the way back to February 10th, 2005. I got to be playing a lot of music from the musical Inner City, which I still like and liked way back then, and that's the reason I played it at that point. You're going to be hearing some interviews from the street. We ran into Brian, who describes his difficult experiences with Santa Cruz CSO police officer Pam Bechtel. Then we hear Grant Wilson, who was at that time worked with Art and Revolution and the San Francisco Peace Coalition, later became a Santa Cruz 11 activist. That's the Occupy movement that gave the police and the district attorney the pretext to go after kind of troublesome activists who had nothing to do, really, with the nuts and bolts of the Occupy movement or the actual occupation of the vacant 75 River Street bank building, but who are sort of peripheral and being and supportive of it. And Grant was one of those, as was I. However, they got pretty serious back then, and I guess it's not clear they've really done that since in Santa Cruz. Though perhaps they haven't. I haven't been keeping my eye on the ball as much as I should. They charged us with two felonies and two misdemeanors for total of 7 years in state prison had we been convicted, primarily of just being in the building when it was occupied by a group of folks protesting Wells Fargo Bank, which owned the building, and the community of Santa Cruz's leaders, the wealthier in the community or the more powerful in the community, who had no interest in community centers or shelters, structures for homeless folks, but this was sort of a symbolic protest in that way. Anyway, Grant and I are probably some of the most peaceful types around. We didn't know each other terribly well. I mean, we kind of were in different spheres of activism. I was in homeless civil rights, and he was involved in Art and Revolution, a group that did different kinds of skits that satirized large corporate connections that the city and the state and the country had with the plutocrats. You know, the money men. You also hear bits from Merriweather Mike, also known as Michael Pentecost. He's still around. He's an on-the-street musician and personality, I guess you'd say, who has lived his own independent lifestyle in spite of the anti-homeless laws in Santa Cruz, often pretty much outside. Then you'll hear from Ralph Myberg of the group Scrap. Goodness knows what those letters are initials for. But this was an organization that fought the $66 million Santa Cruz Coast Hotel project, which they were successful in stopping. Then we'll have Mike Rhodes of Fresno. Even before Mike's victory in the lawsuit that won homeless people in Fresno for about a decade the right to sleep under bridges unmolested, I guess you might think that's not much of a victory. And it was more of a victory than they had before, though. And they also, some of them got some money out of it. And, of course, the attorneys made a bundle. But this is Mike Rhodes in Fresno giving us an update. Then we have me reading an article from the Good Times about John Maurer, who's still around town. He's a fellow who had a Fuck the Pigs slogan in his hat as he sat on the pavement in front of the Palomar Hotel, or thereabouts. And he was concerned about harassment. He didn't just not like police. I don't think he had anything against them. But one officer, again, the same Pam Bechtel, who we hear about earlier from Brian, was giving him multiple tickets for such things as leaving his property while he went to the bathroom. And she was quite, I wouldn't say skilled, I might say more compulsive and passionate about giving tickets to people. She once, I believe she said to me, or maybe she said to someone else and it was reported to me, she just didn't feel good if a day went by when she didn't give out some tickets. So, and we interview a few panhandlers, get back to Mike, and you'll hear a lot of, as I said, music from the musical Inner City, and a few other bits of musical stuff as well. I'm not quite sure where they came from. They may be the next show, because this was the evening show, which was followed by Uncle Dennis's From the Cream to the Dregs. He was a mainstay of free radio, a man who loved the 60s and 70s music, or I think it was 60s and 70s, and he helped hold Free Radio Santa Cruz together. We don't really have much of that structure remaining. Some of it, I mean, I'm able to use some of their facility, that is to say, some of their equipment, but we don't really have much of a collective anymore. A few people who still hang together, but we need more folks. So if you think you're interested in free radio, give me a call on the Huff line, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, at 831-423-4833. And who knows, maybe we'll see a rebirth. I'm not holding my breath, though. So without further ado, I'll just go right into the February 10th, 2005 Bathrop Spears Broadsides flashback. You're going to have to wait until Sunday. I'm assuming I'll be doing another show on Sunday to hear our much beloved Sing Me a Song of Social Significance intro. But, maybe it'll be all the sweeter for the wait.